Aloha. Aloha, divine ones, and welcome to Maya's World, where magic and miracles meet. I am your host and guide, Maya Ananda, and welcome to my lava rock garden here on the big island of Hawaii. I am recording this outside. We are about 10 minutes from Hawaii National Park, where typically behind me you can see the plume of smoke that comes out, Pele greeting the day. But the crater is quiet this morning. There's no lava to be seen. Just always that beautiful energy, raw earth energy, showing us that nothing is as it seems, is it now? But drawing you into this beautiful, tranquil space, the sun is just beginning to rise over the Ahia forest. Little local birds singing and greeting the day, and I'm also joined by my magical rescue animals, who are always curious what the human is doing. So welcome. Welcome. Now know that this is your time. I really am hoping and praying you can take pause in your day to just find stillness and to be present for yourself. So important to slow, really honoring your space, your life journey. Right? We can't do that when we're busy. We really need to pause. So that's what this podcast, these words are for, is to find that space, create that space. Don't find it, create it yourself so that you can sit with me in the rainforest and imagine the warm Hawaiian sun is just brushing your face and warming your skin, and there's just a gentle breeze. And let me assure you, there is no sign of humans around me and nothing on the air but sweetness. It truly is a blessing, the air here. Nothing but the smell of earth. You can feel the dew because we are here in the rainforest. So little dewdrops on the natural grasses. I let my garden go a bit wild because I love to see what it draws. And there's a patch of well, I don't have lawn. There is truly just lava rock. There's a patch before me where these wild grasses have grown, and I've just let them be, because what happens in the morning is the little local birds, and if you've ever been here, they are just tiny, tiny little birds. Nothing like Australia, where I've just spent the past 10 years. Well, a few years back now, but there's these delicate little birds, and they love to come and dance and play and sing in these wild grasses. So I just let them be. I let them be. And hoping that you too can just be with me in this space, drawing it in, breathing the healing air, this healing energy into your being, and really grounding. I always post images on my Instagram. I got distracted just from how peaceful it is here. Forgot what I was attempting to do. But posting images for you so that you can see with your visual eye just the darkness of the lava and the rawness of this space, the natural element. Truly, truly, it is called to my heart, and I am just so blessed, I feel, to call this space home. And to be called to share it with you. So what are we doing in this podcast besides sharing the beauty of this natural space? So magic and miracles exist in this world, and I feel that in our day-to-day we've really, forgotten that, because it could seem in our daily world, when our head is down and we're moving quickly from task to task, that it's a far stretch, isn't it, to reach out to that space of magic and miracles, but yet they exist. Yet they exist. So I want to share a story to get us going. Something that I shared with my colleagues this week because it so touched my heart. So I will share it with you to show you that there exists still magic and miracles, and wishing nothing but that for your day and your life. But I was driving home from work, which, believe it or not, there is some traffic at certain times. We have literally one road that goes around the island. That's it. There's no shortcuts. One main road. So if you can imagine, if something happens on that road, which it has, I've been driving home and you know, a tree might fall across the road. Well, then you just have to stop. There's no, you know, you could go around the island, but that'll cost you, you know, many hours. But then you're just there. So it's really amusing because everyone who's from here and is used to that kind of thing just like stops their cars, they get out of their car and they talk to their neighbors. And I've never really seen anyone get mad or anxious about it even. They just pause because in those moments, there's nothing else to do. And it's almost like you become your own community in that space, because people do get out of their cars and talk to neighbors and do things to entertain themselves. You see people come out of their houses to see what's going on. And I have sat in that state for 2 hours plus. So welcome to the islands. So I was driving home last week and I was rather just crunching along very slowly. And I can see before me up a bit, there was a truck and there was someone in the back pickup. I couldn't see really clearly at that moment, but as I got closer, I could see that there was a man and he was holding a sign up. Couldn't see at that point what the sign said or what his message was. But again, as I crawled along and got closer, I could see that it was a rather elderly man. And he was holding up what could not have been anything other than a hand-painted sign with the word peace on it. And I pause because I really want you to see this. There's this rather petite elderly man holding up a colored, brightly colored sign. Maybe his grandkids did. Maybe he did it. I don't know. Just sharing this message of peace. And I thought, all right, what an interesting moment, right? What drew this man? What calling did he have in his mind and his heart in the morning that said, right, this is what I'm going to do today. This gift of life that the universe has offered to me, I'm going to spend it today taking time to make a sign, driving to the side of a rather, you know, for us, a busy road, and hold this sign up. What will that accomplish, some might say? And I can just feel those out there that reside not in the world of magic and miracles saying, what a waste of a day. What is the point of that? What did he want to prove? What did he want to achieve? And I use those words purposely because they're so ingrained in our society, this sense of achievement, right? What value did he get? Another key word. But I was intrigued. So as I got almost next to him, with this man sharing the sign of peace, I honked my horn a little to get his attention, and then I gave him thumbs up and I said, yeah, you go, peace. And then truly a moment of magic, because he caught my eye and the look on his face was nothing other than pure joy. Pure bliss. And the smile that graced his face, it was just It was beautiful in the simplicity, joy of a human connection. His eyes caught mine, and he gave me the thumbs up. He waved his sign, and he did like this little jig, this little dance of joy. And it was the joy of, I connected with someone. This message of peace that I hold in my hand, in my heart, I have shared that with someone in that space of communion, that space of union. It was a gorgeous moment. It was a gorgeous moment. And it brings joy to my heart. And joy to share it with you. So some of you who might be asking still, so what was the purpose of it? I share with you, this is the purpose. This man woke up and he had a calling. And he didn't care maybe what his family said to him. Granddad, that's what you're going to do today? You're going to stand at the side of the road by yourself? Because I didn't see anyone else in his truck. I mean, there could have been, but I didn't see. This is what you're going to do with your day. But he didn't let that stop him. He had a calling. He had a purpose. He had a mission. And he did it. He made a sign with magic marker. And he stood on the side of the road. And he saw that mission through. Now, that touched my heart, that message of peace. So much so that I am sharing it with you. Plus, I shared it with all of my colleagues at my job. As hospice counselor, I shared this moment with them. And I encouraged them to share that gift of peace with their family, with people that they encountered in the day, and I am now sharing it with you and offer you this same challenge. Take this message of peace and share it with others. Share this story, this simple story, a beautiful moment of humanity, of a calling that was seen through. How often do we have nudges in our hearts from the universe and we just let them go because of A, B, C, or D, right? Or voices of others? How many times do we let voices of others stop us from what we believe is our purpose? Don't let it stop you. You have a calling within you that's as important as this simple calling of peace. So again, I encourage you to share that moment. Because think of this. If everyone who is carrying a gun at this moment would put it down and pick up magic marker instead and devote their time to peace and goodness, well, how different would the world be? Wouldn't it? So I applaud you, elderly man, who I don't know your name. I applaud you for following your heart, for creating the sign and sharing it with the world. I applaud you, as I applaud each and every one of you. You are here for a purpose. You are here for a purpose. It could be as simple as that, as bringing joy to people around you. We are not all meant to be president. We are not all meant to be these grandiose things, but that does not make us less important. We are each divine gifts of the universe, each one of us. So you, divine one, are a gift of the universe. What do you hold within you? What gifts, what talents, what calling? Why are you here? What can you share today to make the world a little bit brighter and better? What sparkles can you bring to those around you? What magic and miracles reside in your heart. So I'm going to leave you with all of that to think about, and again encouraging you to share that moment of peace with others. I implore you, the world needs your light. Let it shine. Let it shine. With gratitude, I thank you for joining me in this space, Maya's World, where magic and miracles meet. I am your host and guide, Maya Ananda, coming to you from the big, bold, and beautiful island of Hawaii, and wishing you nothing but magic and miracles in your day. Aloha, and bye.